This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio. Now, you will be broadcasting to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, as well as via the internet and via the satellite. You never know who's listening, and we appreciate all those people out there in internet land that are listening to us as well. So a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS, to our firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also the security guards and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch and those that are helping keep America rolling along, that would start with the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It would also include the FedEx and the UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail haulers, hauling the stuff that we need to have the most, and that is our mail. And let's not forget either the Amazon warehouse people, also the Amazon drivers, delivering the stuff from the warehouse to wherever it goes. And there's a lot of that work that has to be done. And, of course, let's not forget the suicide jockeys who are very, very hard at work delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook radio show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. That's our page there. You can follow us and know everything that's going on Facebook. Also, you can check us out at MeWe, at Gab. We're also at Getter. We're at Truth Social, and we're at Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is very easy to remember. It's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there, and you'll find on the homepage a link to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics website, and you can take advantage of the stuff he has and the stuff that I have, too. So here we go. Not to be outdone, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. Yeah, let me check the temperature. 72. All right, you're in good company. Okay, bye, gang. Bye. All right, you're in good company. The gang is happy. They went back inside.
All right.
All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we accentuate and we remind you of the two words in the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. We definitely know that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want everybody to know that, right?
Well, of course, yes.
I think some of them do, but not all of them. All right, now, well, use that term loosely, I guess. Now, a bill was introduced to protect the Supreme Court justices yesterday. It was a Republican bill. I believe it'll pass. What do you think?
Well, it's being introduced by Senator Marsha Blackburn. She's Republican out of Tennessee, of course. The idea is to maximize prison sentences from at least 1 to 5 years for anybody who tries to influence a Supreme Court justice, of course. And the idea that Supreme Court justices could be threatened was on total display, wasn't it, Captain, after the Supreme Court handed down its landmark Roe v. Wade decision?
Now, the bill that Governor Ron DeSantis has been waiting on, supposedly, and the fact that we were told that he wasn't going to go anywhere as far as announcing that he would be a presidential candidate until the legislature's second year session closed, but that bill that allows the governor of Florida to run for president and not have to resign his seat to do so actually passed yesterday.
Yes, very interesting indeed. So that looks like that would take away one of the major stumbling blocks for Governor DeSantis should he decide to run at some point.
Yeah, he could run and wouldn't have to win, and he'd still be the governor.
Well, exactly.
Which tells me that if for some reason, and by the way, if Trump does win, he's only a one-term president anyway, right?
Yes, I think that would be the case. But of course, now the speculation would really start to mount. In fact, Captain, we're seeing commercials by political action committees, right, that are going after DeSantis or promoting Trump or going after Trump and, you know, promoting DeSantis.
Yep.
So it is starting, as they say.
Yep. And Rob Vosloo-Swanee, or however you say his name, he is all upset about that because he wants the tables to be kept clean.
Right, yeah, Ramaswamy, I think. And of course, you have others that are running as well. You've got Nikki Haley and so forth. So is this going to even begin to resemble a traditional, primary kind of race?
Yep.
I'm wondering if not.
Hold that thought, and you can wonder after we come back from the break. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to today and to being over there at Mission Barbecue. And I am sure that if you want to stop by West Waters, you'll enjoy the great food they have there, as well as some great camaraderie with the great people that we have that come to visit us. So there you go. Mission Barbecue today from 11:30 to 1:30. Have lunch with the captain. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. MyPillow.com has just exploded onto the scene, folks. He was doing very well, was in a whole bunch of big box stores, had his products in there, made perfect sense to have them there. And then, for some reason, the store said, that's it, end of story, don't want to see you anymore. We don't care for your politics, so we're getting rid of your products. Okay, fine. But you can still buy his products directly and save a bunch of money. You buy it below what the stores were paying for it, and of course, you know the stores had it jacked up. But anyway, you buy it for that, and the prices are just unbelievable right now. I'm telling you, it's all, the whole website is on site. Everything he's got is on sale for some reason. Everything. Now the pillows are buy one get one. Those are the brand new pillows that have just come out now. They've made so where they keep you even cooler. I didn't think it was possible, but they do. Your head just absolutely does not perspire at all on that pillow. You get a great night's sleep, too, I might add. Buy one, get one. And then, of course, you got the sheets, tremendous savings there. You've got the pillows, tremendous savings there. You've got the slippers, tremendous savings there. You got the pajamas. You got all sorts of stuff. Too numerous to mention in one setting. But all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Look at the homepage. And if you want to get in and snoop around, you need to have a product code. That product code would be Captain. Always use the product code Captain when you go to MyPillow.com. It'll give you the absolute best prices that are possible there. Captain is the promo code. Now, there is a phone number you can call, too. That number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number you can call. And, again, promo code Captain. Save yourself a bunch of money over there and have a great time shopping. A great time shopping. People are just telling me up, telling me, texting me, thanking me, because they can't believe the prices they're seeing. And to be honest with you, I couldn't either. But I saw them, and now I believe it. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Again, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, when you look around at the things that are moving in front of you, sometimes it's hard to see your hand in front of your face. But the U.S. is going to end its COVID vaccination requirements on May the 11th.
Yes, that's exactly right. This is the requirements, of course, for federal employees, contractors, and international air travelers. All that will be coming to an end on May the 11th.
There might not be very many people traveling on a certain airline, huh?
Well, what we understand, you're right, Captain, American Airlines pilots have now voted to authorize a strike mandate. So this is a pretty significant. The airline pilots approved the mandate. Of course, this is right ahead of the summer travel season. What they're hoping that does is it gives them a little bit more leverage to renegotiate their contract, basically. Although, according to reports, it's not very likely that they would walk off the job, but the strike mandate allows them to do that, I think, pretty much at any time by their negotiators if they're not able to make any headway.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you believe that, right? They're not going to walk off the job?
Well, but again, well, it gives them the ability to actually do that. So very similar to where we saw there was another issue, I think, in the entertainment business never came to that. But it broke just a little while ago, Captain, that the Hollywood writers have now gone on strike, and they're going to be picketing in front of some of these Hollywood facilities starting Tuesday morning. Last time they went out, they were gone for about 100 days, and it was a bit very costly to the industry, and so we will see what happens. Again, the last strike was in 2007 and I think 2008, so this is a big deal, and your favorite show may be delayed for its fall return if you're waiting for that.
There you go. We'll write our own stuff.
That's right. Well, what networks and stations will do in the meantime, if it's protracted, they'll start doing some more reality-based programming, other news programming, other kinds of things that they can try to get away with not having the unionized writers. But other unions, of course, might honor their picket lines, and that would, of course, you have musicians, you have all kinds of other things in the entertainment business.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to take a call, and this is a Michigan caller, I believe. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Sandusky. This is David.
Oh, yeah. You're okay. That is Michigan. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing? How you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I was listening to you on where you were talking about what Biden's been doing.
Yep.
My personal attitude, if he's going to bankrupt this nation, what they ought to make him do is, since he's been putting us so far, I went shopping today, and I hardly got anything at all for $125.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about groceries?
Yeah.
What did you buy that you spent so much money?
Only a few small bags full, which wasn't hardly anything.
Did you buy, like, meat and potatoes, or what did you buy?
I had meat and potatoes. I had to get some other items. I can't exactly remember what I got, but...
Okay, it's like some canned goods, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, because some of that stuff has gone up.
Extremely high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they're telling people, there's people actually living on SpaghettiOs right now, and ravioli, and that sort of
Roman
stuff.
Roman noodles.
Yeah, because it's...
I can't stand Roman noodles.
Yeah, because it's all cheap. But anyway, there you go. All right, well, thanks for the...
My personal attitude, if he's putting it out so far, he's been just depleting our... arms and ammunition so badly, they ought to cut him right off.
Well, they has got to be somebody, and I don't see anybody doing anything.
Well, maybe I should step in.
Well, whatever, but you got to be careful. Got to be careful. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Have a good night, Matt.
All right, you got it. Okay, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, what David is talking about is exactly what we're seeing and all over the place. Just go to the grocery store and see how much you get. In other words, you could even do a little test. You know, what were you getting 6 months ago, a year ago, for $100 at the grocery store? What are you getting today? And I think it's going to be significantly different. And that means, too, Captain, that consumers will continue to pull back spending. You know, we're seeing a lot of problems in retail. You know, you mentioned the big box stores when you're talking about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big box stores that did sell MyPillows was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yep.
They filed for bankruptcy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because consumer spending has pulled back, and also, of course, of other supply issues and things like that. But the days of the big box store may start to be numbered. At the very least, some of these big retailers are looking at huge problems because people say inflation is just too much.
Hold that thought. None of that surprises me. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Post more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, bottom of the hour. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
the default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years,
America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you because I do go there. They are my podiatrist of choice, and they've been able to help me ever since I've been going there. And I really feel good about things right at the moment. I haven't felt this good in a while, I'll tell you that. Pardon me that much. So they're doing their job. They're doing it well. Now, ladies, where have you seen a female podiatrist before? Probably not anywhere. But there's two of them on duty there at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, two of them. So if the ladies want to see a lady podiatrist, they'll get the chance to do that. Again, if you want to call them up, set an appointment, doesn't matter where you're at. A lot of people are coming down here on vacation and doing it, come to think of it. But anyway, 727-896-4615, that's 727-897, 896-4615 on the phone number. Call them up. Make an appointment. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They will treat you right. And they've been doing a remarkable job with me with the problems I've been having over the years. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line, and we got Kyle Warren, and first we'll start with Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is, so you hang on, and we're going to get right to her. I think it's Aaron in Colorado. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Aaron in Colorado, Cap. Now, I've got to talk about this man running a marathon in London, a man running in a marathon with a bunch of women, and you know damn well you have an advantage because you're a biological male running against a bunch of biological women, and you know you have an advantage, and it's not fair to those biological women that you're running against, and you beat them, and then of course they're going to complain and say it wasn't fair. Just like if you're a biological man competing against biological women that are swimming, you know it's wrong. Well, just see about these morons, these just degenerates. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. It's not fair to those biological women that you're competing against, whether it's swimming or running a marathon in London, England. It's not fair. I mean, so stop it. You know it's not right. And the thing is, though, thank goodness Congress has said, and we've had enough of this insanity. We're voting to protect women's sports here in America. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You're going to have to do it. Because these guys are insidious. And frankly, they're just pure evil.
Yep.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Poppins, good night.
All right. You're right. She's right, Kyle.
No, Aaron's exactly right. You know, Captain, unfortunately, we're seeing talk about a great reset. We're looking at a great reset of women's rights in this country and around the world, it looks like. And it's not going the right direction, is it? It's actually going backwards.
Yeah. No, they need to do something about it, and hopefully they will. Remember the basketball player Griner that was held captive in Russia?
Right.
Well, the swap that was made was probably going to jeopardize the future Russian prisoner releases that are going to go on, because every time you do something, it sets a precedent for the next one.
Well, sure, yeah. The Biden administration bent over backwards to try to make this happen, obviously, and the Russians took full advantage of that.
Yeah, and here we are again. So we'll just sit back and we'll see if we can figure out what's about to take place again. Stocks are staying steady after the latest bank failure. That's kind of surprising, because sometimes stocks will go down as a result of something like that for at least a day.
Well, right. If I had to make a guess about that, I would think that basically that they're looking at a couple of things. Number one would be the idea that the government would back any failure at this point. But also, too, that they're looking at the interest rates and perhaps perceiving that they're seeing the last of them here very, very quickly. And so that would make stocks buoy a little bit as well, I think.
Now, the Senate GOP is seeking a damning memo written by the Labor nominee. We've got this Labor nominee who is in a lot of trouble right now, sitting in the hot seat. She may not make it. They may not vote for her for Labor Secretary. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, they're looking for a reason not to, especially on the Republican side, I'm sure. But yeah, they're looking for this memo, evidently this was back in 2017 when she was California's labor commissioner, and talking about obstructing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials when they visited state labor offices. So there could be, I don't know, bias much there. You know, it just doesn't seem like that's a regular thing you might do.
Now, we mentioned a little something about this earlier, but we're going to get into a little bit more about it now. The judge in the Hunter Biden case, which started out as, I guess, a paternity suit,
now has said that Hunter Biden must answer and submit all ALL of his financial records to the court. And they're actually doing cartwheels over there.
Well, yes, exactly. Basically, what she's saying is that they have to give more comprehensive answers about things like his taxes. And she actually said, quote, "You just can't say, these are my tax returns. Good luck. You figure it out," unquote. That's a direct quote from the judge. So you can tell that she is not happy that this game is being played. So she is going to insist that there be much more comprehensive information. So this has got Hunter Biden's attorneys, I'm sure, quaking about this. But it seems to me, Captain, maybe he could have avoided some of this if he just would have, I don't know, tried to do a little bit more for his daughter that he's had with this woman.
Yeah, that's true. But we'll see what happens. Right now, it's all one way, and I think this judge will hold him in contempt. And then what's he going to do? Go to jail.
Very possible. Very possible. And of course, you know, the fact that he's the son of the president, maybe he's thinking that that's going to give him a little bit extra cachet or something in this. But I don't think that it is. And this judge seems to be very much on the idea that, nope, you got to do it the right way.
Now, the very left-leaning Washington Governor Inslee has said he will not seek a fourth term.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, we've seen a lot of sad things happening, of course, in Washington and Seattle and Portland and so forth.
Well, getting rid of this guy.
Pardon me, Portland. Portland's in Oregon, but what I'm saying is that in the Pacific Northwest, but it's particularly in Seattle.
Getting rid of this guy would do nothing but help the situation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, the states are revolting again against Joe Biden's mortgage redistribution. He's apparently giving mortgage money out, not fairly at all. He's just giving it out to all the minorities if they can hold their hands out.
Well, what got us into the problem before in 2008, where you had these loans that were made, and they weren't made to people who were able to pay them back, basically. And so there's all kinds of different ways to address those kinds of issues, right? Other than to try to say, well, we're going to do this, it's going to be equitable, but it doesn't make any business sense. So there's different ways of helping people succeed rather than creating a new problem.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch, the next Truckers Highway and Fiber Report. We'll be right along with us, and we'll be right back, so don't you go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and we're coming back on the Third Watch with a little bit of a treat for you. Starting late. Right about now. Almost right about now. It had to buffer. It wouldn't, you know. Well, anyway, I'll give it a couple seconds. If it doesn't work, I'll flip another switch. So let's see what happens here. All right. I'm going to have to flip me another switch, so... We tried that one. It didn't want to work, so we're going to flip this switch because I know it'll work, and we'll be right back.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up.
man. He's working class. He's been hit on by the DOT. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. He'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Cleveland Martin. That's your old buddy out of Cleveland Martin. Yep, working class. And everybody remembers that because we've had that song for years, ever since he first released it. We got our hands on it, and he gave it to us, and he said, go ahead and play it. So we've been playing it on and off ever since. Now, let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix right now. And, Mr. Kyle, what, pray tell, is going on out into the west side of the country?
Well, Captain, right now we've got, of course, some cooling and unsettled weather coming in this week. This is going to be in the northwestern part of Nevada, coming out of Reno. You'll have that happening. It's going to be more aerial flood watch as you start. That's because of the warming temperatures on the other side of Winnemucca, for example, as you're heading towards Utah. But if we take a quick look at what's happening on our radar screens right now, we continue to see rain in California. This is going to be around Sacramento. It's going to head out northwest from there. But also just around the Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose, they're starting to get some rain. Southern California looks like it's going to be getting some rain as we move through the latter part of this week, probably Thursday. Up in Washington right now, this is north of Longview. You've got some rain coming across Interstate 5. This is going to head over east as well. And then also central Washington right now, we've got some rain going on there as well. But if you're coming out of Reno, coming to the California side, you've got some snow right now on the radar map. This is going to impact, of course, Donner Pass and the Truckee area and so forth. So be careful because that's where the snow is right now. That's right, snow in May in the west. What's happening? So back to you, Captain.
Well, I had snow July 4th coming out of Denver that put us out of commission up on top of the Eisenhower Tunnel because we got up there and got stuck with a Class A motorhome towing our car. We couldn't go anywhere except for waiting for the snow to clear and the plow to come by. So we were there, right there, on the 4th of July.
Wow.
10,000 feet up.
I can imagine.
Yep. I told my wife, I said, you know something? This is one time I shouldn't have listened to you. She goes, oh, come on, we'll be able to beat the storm, we'll be in between this, that, and the other. Yeah, we weren't in between nothing. All right, here we go. Let's go back here and take a look at, what's going on here. All right, there we go. Now, we do have some dense fog tonight coming down. It's U.S. 75 out of Nebraska, just on the west side of Lincoln, or east side of Lincoln, and in between there and Omaha, coming down right into Kansas. So you're going to have that to contend with. It is zero visibility. It's also because the cold and the warm temperatures have come together, clashing there. We're also going to have a mix of some sort up in Minnesota today. We do have some very dry conditions. However, we've got flooding going on around the Twin Cities from all the water that's been melting up there. That may change because it's going to get a little bit cooler for a day or two. We'll see. And then Iowa, the same thing. Unsettled weather conditions there in Iowa, especially the east part of Iowa. Looks like there'll be some flooding over there. Missouri, same thing. Northern part of Missouri tonight, so be advised of that. Now, going up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a snow warning. You've got a winter storm warning up there, and you do have snow right now, and you got quite a bit of it coming down up there right now. Plus, you've also got some very cold temperatures up there right now. So be advised that if you're going up into the upper peninsula up north of Minnesota and Wisconsin, you're going to have some excitement
in Michigan tonight up in the north part. All right, coming over here down into, let's see, Kentucky. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there. There'll be some wind along with some possibly rain and or who knows what. Right along the mountain line, North Carolina and Tennessee, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there. 95 coming up out of Georgia up through up through South Carolina. 95, you've got some unsettled weather there. You've also got a big gale warning, Kyle, sitting off the Atlantic coast tonight, all the way up to Wilmington, North Carolina, which is going to affect a lot of the marine interests there, because this is a wind that's going to be anywhere from 25 to 40 miles an hour. It might not be a wind some of the boats can take for openers. And then, of course, you do have some foul weather in store for you up there in West Virginia, in the mountains of West Virginia. You've got more fog when you take a look at it coming up the East Coast. Skip-checking along Maryland, Jersey, Long Island, Cape Cod, and then up along Pennsylvania, let's see, up along all the way through Maine up to the Nova Scotia line. And we do have a bunch of flooding going on, Mount Washington and west and north of the Interstate 95 tonight up there in the mountaintop. So that's what's going to happen there. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And there's a podcast over there and other places where you're heard. And also, let's tell them about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to PilotFlyingJ.com, find out about the My Rewards Plus app, start saving money, get great offers, and earn points. The My Rewards Plus app, PilotFlyingJ.com.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we always look forward to talking to him because he's a plethora of information, especially when it comes to some of the things that you won't hear anywhere else. All right, let's go up here to the top line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know what the pressing story is of the morning. However, I do know that they've got that big-time manhunt still going on in Texas for that guy to kill those five people, including the 8-year-old kid.
200 are looking for him. I would say they had a dog on him, a couple of dogs on him for a while, but they lost the scent in water. So I don't know. I think he's left the country again.
Well, maybe. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, Denise Simon and I will be right back with more coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.